Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings to every human being that is tuning in right now throughout this world and on this earth. I am so grateful for you to be tuning in on this Saturday morning, 9 a.m. Central Time, to see what is this topic is all about, that is entitled Abundance of Happiness. For thrillment. Some would say, well, what is for thrillment? Well, we're going to get into that meaning, because life is what we make it to be. We can make our lives to be positive, to be negative. Is really the self-image that we have of ourselves. This show is about identifying genetic diseases and breaking the cycle of no more repeating the things that we have been used to repeating, like it's the normal, like it's automatically who and what we are. And most of us, we do not understand that the very things that we put out, it comes back to us. It's the vibration that we in. We can only attract to us what we vibrate. We can only attract to us what vibrates in harmony with us. So whatever thoughts that we entertain in the mind, we pretty much will get that in return. We can put an end to that moment of horror, that moment of sadness, that moment of unhappiness, because we hear certain things, we see certain things, and it calls us to get into that mold. It calls us to be into that mood, and we can identify, because once we discover who we are and what we are, it doesn't matter where we been, that have tortured us, that have caused us just to do enough just to get by. I just want to work long hours to pay my bills. And whatever left, I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And most times, people put themselves on a program of being a robot, waking up, doing the same routine, performing the same duty, and getting the same results. That is not good benefits, that doesn't produce good health, that doesn't bring wealth, that doesn't bring happiness, peace, love, and serenity. So abundance of happiness, that is what we need. Regardless of your color, your creed, your class, your religious beliefs, and your age, it doesn't matter. But right now, it does matter. Because I know many of you that are listening, you really want to see how does it feel and can the feelings be real in your life. Abundance of happiness. Let's go into the word fulfill. Fulfill is a verb and it means to put into effect. And the word fulfillment is a noun and it means satisfy. Do you want to satisfy yourself with a thrilling moment, having a thrilling adventure, experiencing abundance of happiness right now, not waiting until you get your check, not waiting until you get your income tax return, not waiting until another human being show up in your life that you call a person that will make you happy, that will give you abundance. You should not look for another human being to make you happy, to give you abundance, and to give you that adventure of fulfillment. Because fulfillment is what so many human beings is craving for, but these parasites that lives in us, the enemy within us, tell us you're not worthy of that. You're not worthy of that house that you really want to have for yourself and your family, that car you want, that's too much for you. You know how much the part of that car will cost if it break down? You can't afford that. Just continue to go to the auction and get used cars. Just continue to go to the mom and pop car lot and get you a car that the parts will not be high for you to purchase. That's why millions of people become spectators instead of creators, because they put themselves in a position because of what they are programmed. Did you know from the time that we was in the womb, we was programmed to think the way we think, thinking small and thinking less of ourselves. It came from our mother. It came from our father. It came from others that was around the womb during that 9-month period. And when we came out of the womb, we was already programmed before we started thinking what we want to become. That's powerful. That's why you have adults, especially parents, they call their own children bad. Sit your bad self down somewhere. You get on my nerves. You're just like your mama. You're just like your daddy. You're just like your brother. You're just like your sister. Look at the words that we say. Just like. Why not being told that we are just like Louis Latimer that helped it Thomas Edison to prolong the lifespan with the light bulb? That's hard for us to imagine because we have a low positive image of ourselves. We have a low, we have a low self-image of ourselves. Us as parents, us as adults. That's why having children, it must be a plan to have children. Because children, having children, and the grandparents are in their 20s. Are in their 30s. Wow. That's why a need for us to have the true wisdom and the knowledge for us to identify who and what we are. We must begin right now to tell your mind what to think, to tell your feelings how to feel, and to tell your body how to react. Most times, people that are ill, sick, and experiencing bad health is because they are in a negative vibration. And they tend to want to blame others outside of them. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be in condition. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't feel this way. And they told me, the doctors told me, all I have to do is take two of these when I wake up and two of these before I lay down, and the pain will go away and the sickness will go away and the diseases will go away. Wow. You mean to tell me you've been taking medicine for 5 years and you still dealing with the same issue and you haven't identified, you've been told a lie? Why would the doctor prescribe you medicine to heal you and not tell you the proper food to eat and the proper liquids to drink? Wow. But you know everything. See, that comes from listening to the dim sales, not the naysayers, the dim sales and the day sales. Wow. You didn't check into it? But someone tell you what you need to do that loves you, that have witnessed themselves, what advice they sharing with you, it can help you. You look at them and you act as though that they are crazy because they didn't go to school for 4 years or 10 years to get some alphabets behind their name. They not walking around with a lab jacket on. They not walking around with things all over their face, like going into surgery. But the one that doesn't go to the doctor, body in good condition, doesn't get ill, doesn't pop pills, you can't even listen to. The they and the them cannot give you abundance of happiness and cannot help you to have fulfillment, a thrilling adventure. Disney World, that's an adventure. It's a thrilling moment, temporary. Because when you leave Disney World, when you leave Nickelodeon Park, you still have to face who you are. That's a long-lasting fulfillment. That's a long-lasting adventure. Working on yourself. Removing genetic diseases. And changing your environment. You know, most people, the reason why they complain all the time, they miserable, they are dissatisfied with life, is because your environment, the people that you be around. It's so hard to let them go. I don't want to make them feel as though I'm better than them. Okay, well, continue to be sick. Continue to be in poverty. Poverty is a mindset. Because your environment is what you putting in your data. Whatever you putting in your data, in your mind, that's who you are. So you become poor and broke because of your environment. Wow. You can change. Stop beating yourself up. Stop cheating yourself and start treating yourself to a higher learning about yourself. That's why you must study this. What you're hearing, what you're listening to. You hear with your ears and you listen with your emotions. Because the things that you see and the things that you hear, it puts you in a vibration that you will be pleasing with, that you will be pleasing to fit in. To live and share with others. That's why whatever we hear someone else telling us what and when, where and how, and this person and that person did X, Y, and Z. We need to study that. And we need to search for the answer. We need to stop investing so much in material things and start investing in books that can help us. Not into the material things that is like putting pearls and rubies on swine. Swine is a filthy creature. Why would you put pearls around a swine? And that is just like the mind. Your mind is filthy. Your mind is corrupt. And you want to put good things on top of it. You can listen to this and go back to business as usual. Because you stopped up. Stopped up with foolishness. Stopped up with madness. Stopped up with corruption. Stopped up with negative ideals about yourself. And when you hear what you're receiving right now and what you have been blessed to receive in the past that is good for you, that is organic, it go in one ear and out the other. And it's the paradigm. See, the subconscious mind, it is unaware what is being fed to it. Can it help it? Can it harm it? Is it true or is it false? Is it bad or is it good? Is it negative or is it powerful? Is it positive? So the more we impress on the subconscious mind negative thoughts, negative ideals, that's the more the subconscious mind become adapted and it calls us to live what we have impressed upon the subconscious mind. That's why we must shift that paradigm and shift over to positive images about ourselves. Stop looking for things on the outside to please you, to nourish you, to make you happy, to give you the joy that the God within you have a desire for. Take advantage of this opportunity right now. Stop listening. Stop feeding your mind things that are only going to cause you to be in more pain than what you already have, to cause you to suffer more, to cause you to be more in bondage. Do you really want to see yourself always being happy, always being peaceful, always being lovable, always looking at things that come about that is a obstacle and finding ways is like putting a puzzle together. Just find ways that Okay? Well, this piece that is a part of this puzzle, it doesn't fit in this particular section. I'm not going to get mad. I'm not going to get frustrated about it. I just find the right piece that will fit in this particular section of the puzzle, or I can use the piece that I have in my hand, find the right section to put it in. See, it's just that easy. It's just that easy. Stop listening to the dims and the days. The dims and the days do not want to see you happy. Do not want to see your progress, because they are not willing to change your family members. It can be your own mother. It can be your own father. It can be your own spouse. They see you being productive. They see you want to change and live abundance of happiness. They see you want to always experience a thrilling adventure, and they come with doubt and disbelief. They tell you things like, yeah, whatever. That'll never happen. The world is going to end. You need to work a better job to have that. You're thinking too big. You need to go to school. That's the only way you're going to have what you're talking about you want. That's why it's not good to tell nobody your plans, your goals, what you truly want in life. Did you know that the lack of money is the root of all evil? Not the love of money, it's the lack of money. Because when people are lacking money, there go the crime on high. People breaking in people's houses. People stealing from people. People robbing people. People even killing people to get what that other person have in their possession. I thank you for tuning in. You can download this show and share this show with your family. Share this show with your neighbors, with your coworkers. Listen to this show over and over again until you become programmed with a new way of looking at yourself and a new way of living. For booking Roosevelt Muhammad, for booking Roosevelt Muhammad for interviews or coming to where you live to speak to you and others about life, about abundance, about happiness, please dial 612-978-4048. I would love to share goodness. I would love to share with you positive images about who and what you are. Thank you for tuning in. Have a blessed and prosperous life. Thank you. Roosevelt Muhammad.